Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezeirah Shimshon. Our shir is given for a special schus and a refuah shelema for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama. It's a special schus and a refuah shelema for Sora Baspina. May they each have a refuah shelema and arichas yomim v'shonim tovos. Also, it is an honor for Brocha V'Atzlocha to Rav Yosef Menachem Monish Ben Genendel. May have arichas yomim v'shonim tovos. Our shir is on the words in the parsha, Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, take revenge for b'nei Yisrael against Midian. And afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu would then go to Shemayim. We find the fascinating Yalkut Shmoini that points out, if Moshe Rabbeinu would not take revenge against Midian, then he could have had a longer life. Moshe Rabbeinu preferred, however, that they should conquer Midian and be victorious over the enemy, rather than that he should live longer. The Zeirah Shimshon asks the question, what's the kesher, what's the relationship of Moshe Rabbeinu to Midian? Why specifically was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to be the one to take revenge against Midian and no one else? Rabbeinu answers with the aside from Kabbalah. He explains that when a leader of one country wants to succeed in conquering another country, he must have had some connection to that country that he's going to conquer. If he has no connection whatsoever, then he will not be able to be victorious. As we see, Pinchas, who descended from Yisro, was able to conquer Midian. David, who was a descendant of Rus, was able to conquer Moab. Why does the leader have to have that connection? The Zeirah Shimshon says, because if the country provided a positive environment when the leader was growing up and promoted his growth spiritually, then the country is protected by the schuyos of the tzaddik after he leaves. If the land was corrupt and didn't contribute anything at all to the spiritual growth of the leader, then that land is unprotected and can be conquered. Only the individual himself can properly discern what type of effect the country's environment had on him. For that reason, no one else could rise up in the war against Midian except for Moshe Rabbeinu, because only Moshe Rabbeinu could judge whether Midian had a positive influence on him or not. That's the reason only Moshe Rabbeinu could be the one to conquer Midian. It was well known that the great Chosim Lublin, whenever he would travel, he would ask that a new bed be made for him that no one had slept in before he would retire for the night in that city. He once came to a certain place, and there his host had a beautiful new bed, especially made for the Chos of Lublin. However, that night, when the Chos of Lublin went to retire for the evening, the door closed. A few minutes later, the Chos of Lublin screamed out, "Eshtechtmer! It hurts me! It hurts me!" The Balabais, the host, was so upset. He had done everything to make sure that the room was 100% Kaddosh in Tahar. He went and he knocked on the door. The Chos of Lublin opened it, and he said to him, "I want to ask you a question. Who was the one that made this bed?" The man answered, "I hired out an individual, highly skilled, a person with great Yirah Shamayim, somebody who learns every day 6 or 7 hours. Each day before he worked on the bed, he went to the mikveh and had special kavanas." The Chos of Lublin said, "Could you tell me which period of time did the man make this bed?" The host answered, "It was Bein HaMetzarim, during the 3 weeks." "Ah," the Chos of Lublin said, "during that time, that person who made the bed felt the Chorm Beis HaMikdash, he was misavel. He was greatly pained, and that pain I felt as soon as I went onto the bed." Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. We will continue tomorrow with our Shir and Zeirah Shimshon. I wish everybody me umke deliba. Bisuros Tavos, Yeshuais V'Nechamos.